And this is 90.3 KEDM Monroe. The Concordia Parish Sheriff's Office has arrested Michael H. George, a 67-year-old man, after conducting a search warrant at his home as part of a sexual abuse investigation. The Cybercrimes Unit seized and examined multiple electronic devices. Police say they've discovered hundreds of files containing child sexual abuse material. Local authorities confirmed that no local victims were identified in that search. George has been charged now with 286 counts of pornography involving juveniles and sexual abuse of an animal for possessing images of animals engaged in sexual activities with humans. Forsyth Park will get a makeover. The tennis courts will have a groundbreaking ceremony for a new project, over $5.8 million project to add tennis courts, resurface existing courts, and it's all part of the city's parks master plan. There'll also be a new clubhouse built and two new pickleball courts. The groundbreaking set for Tuesday. Dr. Les Geis of Louisiana Tech University has now been voted President Emeritus of the University of Louisiana System Board of Supervisors. This means he'll be allowed to retain his title as president after retirement. The decision came during Geis's last board meeting, where he and his wife Kathy were invited to sit before the board. They received a standing ovation. Geis worked for the university for 51 years. The state's new family leave policy doesn't apply to college employees, but LSU and the University of Louisiana system say they are going to honor it. Brooke Thorington tells us more.
After Governor-elect Jeff Landry raised concerns that paid family leave wasn't necessarily feasible, UL System President Dr. Jim Henderson says they did a cost analysis for their employees.
The financial impact was going to be very insignificant, especially when weighed against the return on investment, the work environment, and the ability for us to be able to be competitive in recruiting faculty.
And he says the feedback from existing employees is extremely positive.
Several faculty members have reached out. Faculty organizations have reached out. This is such a tremendous benefit to them.
I'm Brooke Thorington.
The Prep Classic continues today. Catholic will battle Acadiana for the Division I Select Championship. Oak Grove beat Hainesville last night in the Dome, 62-36. They take home their fourth state championship in the last 5 years. And Southern Lab outlasted Riverside 42-35. That's a sixth state title for the Kittens, a second in 3 years. This is KEDM.